In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It is said that before all ages, God revealed to the angels, in a vision, the mystery of the Incarnation. They saw a great sign in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. And the woman was pregnant. And she brought forth a son who was to be the king of all nations. So God would have revealed to the angels that one day his only begotten son would become man, that he would be born of a woman, and that he should be adored like that, clothed with flesh. But Lucifer, who was the first among the angels of God, opposed himself to this revelation. "No," he said, "I will not adore the Lord vested in flesh." "Non serviam," he cried out. And with him stood one third of the angels. And there was a great battle in heaven. The archangel Michael and his angels fought against Lucifer and his angels. And because they did not want to adore the word of God made flesh, they were cast into the deep abyss of hell. But the angels who remained faithful were admitted to the vision of the face of God in heaven. So we can see that what divided the angels into two groups, what made angels and demons, was in fact the revelation of the mystery of the incarnation of the Son of God. It was this vision that they had in the beginning, vision that we can read in the chapter 12 of the book of Revelation. And vision that we can see with our eyes when we look at the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. I think that God wanted us to see through the miraculous image of Our Lady of Guadalupe the vision that the angels had in the beginning. Because Mary is that pregnant woman, clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and with a crown of 12 stars on her head. Maybe now when we look at the image, we don't see a crown anymore. Well, it's important to know that the image initially had a crown, but it was removed later on, in the 19th century, with the desire to modernize it. And as we see in the book of Revelation, Mary is in fight against the dragon, against the serpent. And the word Guadalupe is just a transcription of the indigenous word Cuatlasupe, which means the one who crushes the head of the serpent. So the word Guadalupe comes from Cuatlasupe, which is the word which is, well, in the language that Our Lady would have spoken, to San Juan Diego, and this word means the one who crushes the head of the serpent. So Mary is the mother of the Lord, and she is the greatest proof of the mystery of the incarnation. Because an ideology, as some people may say, that our religion is an ideology, and that our Lord is an ideology, but an ideology does not have a mother. So Our Lady is one of the greatest proofs of the mystery, of the reality, of the mystery of the incarnation. In this way, the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe should be for us a sign of our faith in the mystery of the incarnation. God became man in the womb of the Virgin Mary in order to save us. This is our faith and all our hope. So as Saint Elizabeth received the Blessed Virgin in her house and was then blessed by the Lord, because the Virgin is never alone, she always brings her Son with her. So may we also receive, through the holy image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, the Blessed Virgin in our homes, in order to receive with her the blessings of God. So let us have this image in a place of honor in our houses. And Mary will once again expel the evil spirits and bring us closer and closer to her divine Son. The Holy Virgin wants to remind us that she is the Mother of God, but also the Mother of each one of us. Servus Mariae nunquam peribit, a servant of Mary will never perish. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.